The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
We're just 4 days away from the biggest event on the footy calendar. With the Brownlow out of the way, all eyes are now on Saturday when Perth will be buzzing with footy fans of every team. But for Melbourne fans, this day is a long time coming. 57 years since they last won a flag, and the last time they even played in a grand final was in 2000. And joining me now is one of the stars who played in that GF, Shane Woden. Good morning, Shane.
Morning, Ben. How are you, mate? Great to be with you.
Oh, mate, how excited are you for Saturday?
Oh, yeah, very much so. It's, as you said, been a long time, 21 years since the club was last in the big dance, and it's been some ups and downs, no doubt, over the course of the last two decades with what's happened around the footy club and for the group now to finally get there. They've certainly earned it, no doubt about that, with the footy they've played, and yeah, mate. Really unbelievably feeling right now with excitement, very proud of the group, and hoping now, fingers crossed, they can get this final one done.
And that game that you played in back in 2000 against Essendon, the result didn't go the way that you hoped for. Looking back on it, what do you remember most about that experience of being at the G on the last Saturday in September?
We certainly earned it. We'd worked really hard and done the job to get there, and we knew we were under no illusions. We're playing probably the best side for a very long time with the form they were in. Gave ourselves every opportunity, particularly we felt like we could win it. We'd only been knocked off by 4 goals in the home and away season with them, so it didn't turn out to be that way, and we were just physically bashed up, really. We're a young side, we're energetic, youthful. Started well, but just overawed by the end of it. The physicality of Essendon, the experience they had, the class, and they were certainly too good for us.
Mm. And you went into that game as the reigning Brownlow medalist. You had a season for the ages that year. How did you feel at the Brownlows on Saturday here in Perth, seeing Ollie Wines take home the prize?
Oh, it was a great night. One of the favourites, certainly. It was a great count. AFL, they've done a terrific job with holding the event here, and certainly different to what it was and has been in Melbourne over the journey. But a great night, a worthy winner who inducted into this great club. Humble human being, wasn't he? He was fantastic and, as I said, a worthy winner. And he's a footy he played this year in the poll, 16 out of 22 games, I think, of what it was, is... a huge year, and to have 4 players, I think, over 30 votes and counting, again, equal the record. There's some amazing players in that, so it didn't matter really who won it. They were all worthy winners, but Ollie played the right footy at the right time.
Yeah, he certainly did. And now let's talk about the GF. Now, your boys, the D's, haven't had a lot of footy over the last month. What do you think they need to do to get the result?
No doubt finals are built on the contest and how good you have to be in that area, and that's one of their strengths. It's also one of the Western Bulldogs' strengths as well, whether it's aerially or on the ground, and particularly both teams are very good at it. I think I've been on record already this week with over the twos that I've been really impressed with what Melbourne are doing without the ball and what their defence looks like across the ground when the opposition have it and how they strangle and deny the team. So I certainly think that, along with the contest, will be really important for them. We know the flair and excitement they bring in attack, and with the options they do have up forward, so that's pretty exciting. But it'll be built on what they do defensively, I think, and they've certainly been the best team in the competition this year at that, and they've just got to do it for one more time.
And as far as the Bulldogs go, they've overcome nearly every obstacle in their path over the last month or so. How do you reckon they're looking going into this one? Have they had a chance to get rested? Do you think that'll help them? And how do they match up against Melbourne?
Oh, no doubt it's 2016 all over again, isn't it, really, for the Dogs, and how they won it a few years ago from the bottom half of the eight, and they're going to potentially do it again. It's nothing's fazed them, has it, really? I think they're well-drilled, well-coached. They just see this as just another obstacle in their way with the D's, and Again, their contest work and what they do around the ball is very, very good. So that'll be an intriguing battle with the D's in, around the midfield area. And there's names and stars everywhere across both lines in that group. So, yeah, it doesn't faze them. I think the week off has probably certainly helped the Western Bulldogs. Now they've had a big month, but it's certainly physically prepared. So, yeah. It probably evens it up now, really, with the week off and both sides coming in fresh.
And now you're in an interesting position because as someone who has played in a grand final at the MCG, but also you're a West Aussie, so what does it mean to you to see the AFL grand final here at Optus Stadium at twilight with the lights on, Perth showcasing itself? Tell me how you're feeling about that.
We're very privileged, aren't we? Very blessed, and we live in a fantastic state right now. It's very safe, and we've been given the opportunity, which is really, really exciting for us. And we'll put on a great spectacle. There's no doubt about that. I think our state will do a fantastic job with it all. And I'm probably a bit of an old-fashioned type where, you know, playing finals at the G and having a grand final in Melbourne, the mecca of the place, it's such a fantastic stadium. You love it, but we've also got a very, very good stadium here. So it'll be rocking on Saturday, no doubt about it. And West Australia will do a great job. But yeah, we're very privileged to have the showcase game here with two great teams in great form. We couldn't ask for a better spectacle, I reckon.
And what are you doing for the GF?
I'll be watching it. I'll be certainly there. I look forward to it. I wasn't going to miss this one. Hopefully we can get up. That just embrace the moment, enjoy it, and fingers crossed the boys can hold the cup aloft and enjoy what we couldn't do 21 years ago.
Well, all right, mate. Now, what I want you to do is take your Melbourne hat off, be impartial, and tell us who do you think is going to win and give us a score.
I do think Melbourne will win. I think it's their time. I think the group, I reckon they've just... certainly grown up in the last 2 years, really, with what they've done, certainly from a cultural base. They look primed. They look like it's their time. Hopefully that they can do it for one more journey and 2 hours of hard work. And I think 17 points might be the margin this weekend.
Oh, I think there'd be a lot of people happy about that. I think Melbourne are sort of the warm crowd favourites. I think they have been embraced. Such a fairy tale story if they could win after 57 years. Footy legend and Brownlow medalist Shane Woden, I'm sure you'll be just as invested as the best of them on Saturday. Thanks for joining us on The West Live.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.